game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball, basketball podcast. It's April 13th, 2017. Slim, the season is over. The regular season is wrapped up. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I know. Only three more months of basketball left.
Oh, my God. They really need to work on the playoffs. It's so dumb.
At least I don't think a team with a losing record made the playoffs this year. So there's that.
What did the Bulls end up?
41-41.
Oh, so a 500 team made it. That's just as good.
Yeah, I think the Heat got 41-41, tied the Bulls, and they're going to miss the playoffs from a tiebreaker.
Yeah, I saw that the Heat didn't make it, and that was really disappointing. I was cheering for your Heat. I hate the Bulls. Hoiberg does not deserve to have another made-the-playoff season on his resume.
No, I kind of agree. The kids in Miami played well. They deserved it.
Yeah, after that brutal, brutal start. What was the worst team in the West that made it?
Timberwolves.
Portland. No, the Timberwolves didn't make it.
Oh, sorry. Not yet, huh?
Portland 41-41.
Is Nurkic greater than Jokic because Nurkic made the playoffs, right?
Yeah. I mean, who's got a better NBA career, Nurkic or Jokic?
We're talking about a couple of 22, 23 year olds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the guy going to the playoffs, sure.
Oh, that was a fun one all season. Did you see the Timberwolves unveiled their new logo?
No, I have a feeling this is going to be.
It's like not the worst thing, but just like Google it real quick. It's not very.
Talk about the. With the wolf kind of howling into the air.
Yeah. And
yeah, not bad.
I love the, a couple people tweeted, and my first reaction is it looks exactly like one of the SB Nation blogs logos. You know what I'm talking about? Those fan blogs. And the Timberwolves fan blogs looks a lot like that. Although a bunch of the Minnesota teams are circles with the Minnesota written around the outside. So they're just like matching.
That highlighted green's kind of interesting. I don't know if that's going to be the best look.
Yeah, someone was like, are we the new Seahawks?
yeah, that's basically sure.
Yeah, I mean, the dog looks, it kind of looks like a Who, you know, from the Grinch.
Okay.
You know, with like the nose thing? It's kind of goofy. Teams are just trying to make new logos every 5 years so they can have, you know, four or five different throwbacks. Did you see
that? Yeah, it's all about throwbacks.
You see my quotes for the throwbacks?
No.
You didn't see my air quotes? You're not seeing them right now?
Oh, you mean throwbacks as in, like, 2014?
Yeah, throwback jersey. Oh, man, so the season is over, Slim. We are recording bright and early on Thursday morning to recap the season for you right away. I can't believe 2016-17 is over, and we're already hot and ready for the 17-18 offseason. Going to be doing some ranks, reviewing the draft. It's going to be a big offseason, so hopefully I don't make any mistakes in my ranks. Damn it, Chandler Parsons. on today's show, we're going to recap a couple of notes from the last Wednesday of action. We're going to preview the 2016-17 playoffs, take a quick look at my top 10, my way too early top 10 for the 2017-18 season, reflect back on the ranks, our top 200 from last year, finally recap our 30-point challenge board. Slim, you made it so close! You got the last one right!
Needed another half a game.
I know. You tried to sucker me into another half-point bet, and I didn't let it happen. Review our 2016-17 staff picks. That's always fun to do. And then wrap up the 2016-17 season with our final thoughts of the year.
Y'all ready for this?
So Slim, are you ready to call Boban Marjanovic a top 100 player next year? He's so good.
I don't, you know the answer to that, but No, it's not going to happen.
Is there any chance he could be fantasy relevant, no joking, for a stretch next year?
No. What is he? 1988. So what is he going to be?
That's not that old. It's younger than me.
No, I don't think so. I think Lure still gets his minutes at this, at, you know, backup center minutes.
Is Boban still signed for the Pistons next year?
That's a good question.
Let's Spo track it. Maybe he, like, what if he goes to a team that needs a backup center to play 20 minutes a night? Couldn't he be somewhat fantasy relevant?
If he got 20 minutes a night, yeah, he'd probably be relevant.
Oh, no, they signed him for 3 years. $21 million for 3 years. I didn't realize they signed him for that long. They had Baines, too.
Yeah, only 35 games, 8 minutes a game. Yeah, I wouldn't bank on it.
Well, that's misleading. He played like a minute in a bunch of games.
Yeah, there's just a lot of little garbage time, nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, the last game of the season, 14 points, 11 rebounds, 3 blocks, and a steal against the Magic. He's gonna have a high field goal percentage. He's a good free throw shooter for being an orc. You know, usually orcs still work on their free throws.
No, they're busy raping and pillaging. I get it.
Whoa! Okay, Donald Trump.
What, orcs? I'm going off Lord of the Ring orcs here. I mean, that's all they do, right?
I'm pretty sure Donald Trump thinks that Mexicans are orcs.
It is way too early for this.
I don't really care.
But no, like, you can't read anything to these last four games. I mean, Ellinson got 20 minutes in these last four games.
Yeah.
Just play what you got, see if anybody wants to do anything for next year. There's a chance, sure. I wouldn't bank on it. Drummond's going to get his 30.
Yeah.
Drummond and Boban do not play together.
Aaron Baines is signed for another year. So, I mean, maybe they trade Baines to make room, or maybe someone trades for Boban. I don't know. I don't know. I can see.
There's no one with talent knocking on the door. It's possible. No. I wouldn't bet on it. I think Ellinson has a chance to have a role next year.
Yeah, but I think he's a four. Like, no question, a four.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So, I do, and like Ellinson as well.
Going to see too many minutes to him.
Yeah, we were texting about Ellinson. The Pistons might blow it up. Trade.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking. There could be a lot going on here. I mean, they were already trying to get rid of Reggie. They were trying to get rid of Drummond for a time. There could be some big turnover here.
Yeah, they need to, because that team's just been right at the, like, 8 to 10 seeds in the East.
And with all these point guards available in the draft, I wouldn't be shocked to see a Reggie Jackson for a point guard trade come draft day.
Yeah.
Like one of the draftable point guards.
Yeah. Wouldn't the Knicks do that? Doesn't that seem like such a Knicks thing to do?
All right, Knicks are going to sign an old point guard somewhere. They'll probably bring in Rondo or something.
That's so Knicks. Aaron Gordon ends the season strong, 32 points, 12 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 blocks, no turnovers, hit another 3 threes, beat the Pistons. He's ended mad on fire. Mas Fuego.
Yeah, free throws are actually going down too.
Going down in volume?
No, going down like through the basket.
Oh, well, you can see my confusion there.
Dropping, I guess. Is that...
Yes, he's making his free throws. The volume's up a tiny bit. Was 7 for 7 in that game. Is this just end of season noise? Are we buying? Didn't we talk this our last podcast a little bit?
Yeah, I'm buying this for next year.
Aaron Gordon next year or Marquise Chris? Wasn't that my?
Yeah, that was, and we're going Gordon.
Wow, speaking for both of us.
Yeah, he's turned it around. It's happening.
Slim is wearing the pants in the podcast relationship.
There's no competition.
Well, who's competing with time. Chris? Jared Dudley?
Well, Bender.
Maybe. I thought Bender was a small forward.
It's possible. They can play together in small ball lineups.
Aaron Gordon
still starts, but I think there's potential for Chris to lose minutes to somebody. I don't see anybody taking Gordon's minutes next year. I mean, who knows? They could sign Channing Frye again for all we know.
Aaron Gordon next year or Derek Favors?
Oh, I think I'm done with Favors, especially as a top 50 guy.
Yeah, I mean, they're a little different. once defensive stats. Look
by month. Okay, so March for this March and April for Aaron Gordon's ridiculous.
Man, if they
the Hawks aren't quite there. So you're not drafting him to give you blocks. I think we're kind of over that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the hope is they trade Vucevic, they play Biombo, and that gives Gordon just consistent touches for offense.
Yeah, that would help. I think he's getting most of his touches on the outside these days, right?
A lot of them, yeah. Took 7 threes that last game.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see him do a little more inside. But yeah, less competition for shots, sure. That could help him too. I have a feeling we'll be one of the higher people on him.
Yeah, we might be. I mean, I like Gordon. I've always liked Gordon.
After the way he started this past year, I think he's gonna lose some followers.
Yeah, that's for sure. Chris Dunn, 32 minutes in the last game, 16 assists. Rubio sat. If Rubio's gone, where is Chris Dunn gonna rank if he's the starter?
Now, someone's got to draft or someone's got to trade for him.
True.
Dunn, was he really playing point guard? Oh, they sat Beverly. He didn't even get the Beverly treatment. Oh, he did. Wow.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought Houston played all their guys, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was the game before they benched Beverly.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's kind of interesting. I'm surprised.
I'm looking up Rubio's contract.
Was 5 for 13. No, I think this was the first year of the four-year extension, something like that.
Really? Man, they really, yeah, he's signed till 2019.
And Tyus Jones, I mean, he got 28 minutes of 17, 4, and 7, 2 steals, a block, 3 threes, 6 and 9 shooting. I don't know. I'm not jumping on the Chris Dunn bandwagon yet.
They really needed to figure that out. That was so dumb.
Dunn still can't hit threes.
No. How many threes did he hit this year? 21 threes on the season.
Yeah, I'm not seeing him past 10, 12 games. He's made one out of, like, 6 or 7. Yeah, he's got some issues, and he's an older guy, so those issues really shouldn't be there.
Yeah, well, remember, I wasn't the biggest Chris Dunn fan when he came out of college. He looked good in D-League a couple games, but not a consistent shooter.
No, that's the biggest issue. He's a good defender. He can play a little bit of 2. With his size, it's not impossible he'll be useful next year.
A couple fluky last game guys, but just bringing them up for fun. Archie Goodwin, 29 minutes, 20 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. He's a guy I always thought, you know, might be a little interesting one day. He's still young. Yeah,
I cannot deny that. He is a guy. You got me there.
Yeah, no chance of anything here.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
They're going to get a first overall pick, right? Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to be in Brooklyn. I just, you know, I always thought he was a decent slashing player.
Yeah, you always used to say, oh, he's still young. He's still at 23.
Yeah, starting to not get so young anymore.
Yeah, I don't really see it. You know, he still had his 5 turnovers to his 4 assists. Didn't hit any threes. Yeah, he's a slasher. He could have a role eventually. I'm trying to think of a comp, but no one's really coming to mind.
Like a
he needs to be a heavy, heavy usage guy off the bench.
Like a Alec Burks, maybe.
Yeah, okay. I think Alec Burks is probably a little better 3-point shooter.
Yeah. I like Burks a lot more, too. I'm just.
But yeah, a similar type of attack the basket game.
Paul Zipser, 21 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. You kind of like the Zipser. Hit 5 threes in that one.
Yeah, he might be a last round target of mine, you know, when I need some threes at the end of the draft next year.
Oh my god, the Bulls won 112-73. Is that right?
Yeah, and they blew out Orlando the game before, 122-75.
Oh my god, so that's how they made the playoffs, as their last two games were against Orlando and Brooklyn. Thank you, schedule gods.
Yeah, I mean, okay, they still lost the before to Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
They Philly, lost to New York. I mean, this isn't the most deserving.
Oh, my God. Get the Heat in the playoffs. It's so frustrating.
And what did Mirotić do? Is he still playing well?
23 minutes, 3 for 12 from the field with 2 threes. But just missed his shots. He was 9-9 with 2 assists, 3 steals, and a block. He was okay.
Yeah, he had some hot shooting games, but that's the problem. You see that when the field goals aren't falling, his minutes tend to drop off.
Yeah, for sure. What else we got? Justin Anderson. He ended the season strong. You liked him going to the Sixers. I mean, I
just took long.
Yeah, I didn't mind him going. It's the Sixers. I mean, they're not giving anyone consistent minutes these days.
Yeah, I mean, Luwawu is better.
Well, I mean, Luwawu is probably a better scorer, more consistent. But Anderson, you know, got 3 steals and a block in this game, 26 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists. Hit 9 of 10 from the field. He was just making his shots. Any chance there's anything for fantasy here with Justin Anderson once, you know, Simmons is back and Covington's back and all that stuff?
Yeah, and they draft a point guard. I don't know. I kind of doubt it.
Yeah, agree.
I'm more likely to buy Luwawu.
Interesting. Remember, I liked Luwawu a ton. I drafted him in our mock draft in the lottery.
Yeah, it took him a little while to come around, but yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, the field goal percent's not great, so he's got a little bit of work to do there. But he hits his free throws. He takes a boatload of threes.
He's thragging off. Field
kind of coming around a little bit. Yeah, it could be interesting next year there.
He's Thragnoff. He's going to be a bench Thragnoff going into the season. And if there's
injury. Covington went down, right? He's not playing. Is that?
Yeah, accurate? Yeah. Covington's out. No Simmons, obviously. Saric is getting his minutes limited because he has plantar fascia or some sort of foot thing, but he's playing through it.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with the Sixers next year.
I don't think anyone. I don't think the Sixers know.
Pretty
what the
sure they're all going to get overdrafted.
Last guy I want to mention, ending the season super strong. He's a guy I like a ton. I think he's a great polished player that can shoot. He's going to get assists. I think I'm going to be all in on Jamal Murray next year.
All right. Yeah, he could be, I'm thinking something on the lines of, Brandon Knight in Milwaukee.
No, he's going to be way better than that because he's not going to turn the ball over.
Well, I don't know about that.
His free throw percentage is way better. I mean, Knight was fine. I think he's going to...
Well, it's a low steals guy. You're probably looking at 1 steal a game. That's part of it.
I'm thinking like Mike Conley...
I don't think he's going to be a high-end assist guy because you got Jokic out there giving assists and you got
Gary
Harris coming around with the assists. So I think he'll be in that 5-ish range, 5-6 range.
What about like Mike Conley or Teague, but half the steals?
Nah, Conley has too much field goal percent.
I think Murray's field goal percentage is going to be. I mean, remember Murray was like 0 for his first 20 to start the season.
Yeah, he's really young.
Yeah.
Teague has too many big assist games, and Teague had some good steals past.
Not Teague this year because his assists spiked a ton. And I'm not saying I'm drafting Murray ahead of these guys next year. I'm just like kind of comping.
Yeah, I think Murray will hit more threes than both of those guys.
I really like Murray. Ends the season.
Yeah, he's a good player, and I really like how Denver's finally coming together.
Yeah,
their starting five is set. Well, once Gallo gets out and Wancho's in, then it'll be set.
I know you love your Wancho. Murray ends the season 27 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, 10 of 17 from the field with 4 threes and a win against OKC. So. Yeah, I really like Murray a lot. I'm going to be all in there.
See what Gary Harris did that game?
No. Are we back on
this? He sat that game. It's the Dallas game, the game before. 28-8.
Yeah, I mean, Harris ended the season really strong.
Yeah, I don't know why he sat. Foot knee, okay. Yeah. I don't have a foot knee.
You don't have a foot knee?
No.
They're kind of like mashed together on one leg?
Yeah, I have this weird bone thing in between them.
Oh, that's
shit.
That's kind of weird. Oh, not many people have those.
No, I'm lucky, I guess. It's just that and the tail, and yeah, I'm kind of go over here.
Yeah, those you've got the Aborigine body. You've been on, you were on a walkabout so long that you got some Mad Max radiation sickness and.
Yeah, the first Mad Max. How that always gets like that's somehow considered like an Australian movie, right? I know it happened in Australia and all that fun stuff, but
why wouldn't it be an Australian?
No connection to Australia in that movie at all.
What, the new one?
No, the original.
Yes, there is. It was filmed in Australia. Mel Gibson.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it. Like, I just don't think it's. You know, it's like how Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Oh, that's an,
kind
that's
of debatable.
I mean, that's just semantics. But you have to call Mad Max an Australian movie. It was filmed in Australia. Australian crew. Australian star Mel Gibson grew up in Australia.
Yeah, but I just don't think they actually ever mention that that's where they are.
Yeah, but that's like saying Fast and the Furious isn't an American movie because they never mention they're in the U.S.
It's a Japanese movie, at least. Oh, you mean Tokyo Drift doesn't count?
Oh, Slim. Let's take a look at the NBA playoffs. Any chance that the Blazers upset the Warriors?
Next.
OKC versus the Rockets. That should be a great series.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one. I think they match up pretty well.
Yeah, that should be good. Boston secures the number one seed. How about the Celtics?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, you got to assume it's going to come down to them in Cleveland. I don't trust too much else.
Yeah, Boston and the Wizards with all their bad blood. If the Wizards knock off the Hawks, which they probably should, Boston versus Washington in the second round should be a great matchup.
Yeah, is Atlanta even healthy right now?
Millsap is back. He was playing well. I think they're healthy.
Okay, that's good. They need it.
Yeah,
that could be a good series. That'd be a fun series. It's you know, two teams of kind of some older players who are, you know, win now.
Yeah. Any upsets? Any of the, you know, any upsets you see?
You know, Memphis is going to beat San Antonio.
No, get out of here.
All right. Well, then fine. Utah's going to beat the Clippers.
Okay, that's fine.
That counts an upset.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a 5 beating a 4.
Good matchup for Utah.
Yeah. Any chance?
They get somebody that matches their bigs.
I think the most likely number two seed to get knocked, or any of the ones or twos to get knocked out, is probably San Antonio. If Houston,
no, come on. Memphis is half a team right now.
No. I mean by the. I'm sorry, I didn't say that very well. by the second round, in the second round.
Okay. Yeah. That Houston OKC could very well be a finals team.
Yeah. Because I don't see Golden State losing to the Clippers or the Jazz. I don't see Boston losing to the Wizards or the Hawks, and I don't see the Cavs.
Golden State is a terrible matchup for Utah. That's
yeah.
I would much rather see Utah have to face San Antonio if that was possible.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So
unfortunate.
Oh my God, the finals begin June 1st. Oh, it's so long. That's like halfway through the baseball season, and the baseball season just started.
It is a month and a half away.
Oh my God. They really need to, but I mean, it makes them so much money that they're never gonna change it.
No. If they could put all 30 teams in, they would.
Yeah. So there's your playoffs. Hopefully, your team made it to the playoffs. We're gonna I'm making it a point this year to follow the playoffs a lot closer than I normally do because a couple people in comments said, you know, you miss out on a player or two in the playoffs sometimes.
Sure, yeah, there's always one or two guys that really comes alive in the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, the big one for us was Draymond. I mean,
I was all over the Draymond, so that's true. But a lot of people were saying, like, C.J. McCollum really came along 2 years ago in the playoffs. Steven Adams playing, you know, like mid-30 minutes every game last year.
I remember Capella looking amazing.
Yeah, so I'm going to make it a point to watch more playoffs follow. Maybe we'll do, like, a weekly or bi-weekly, you know, playoffs daily notes ish type thing for the site. So,
all right.
I think it'll be good. So,
yeah, no need to mention the top players because they're going to do what they
can
do.
Yeah, exactly. Make it like legit daily notes. Like, I don't mention James Harden when he scores 40 points in the daily notes most of the time. because it's
like, no, I mean, it's like, you know, if Oubre gets minutes, then there could be something there for next year. If he doesn't, then that's kind of telling.
Exactly. All right, Slim, have you taken a look yet at my way too early top 10? I don't know if you commented recently. I didn't see it yet. Looks like you didn't comment yet.
I knew we'd have this opportunity.
That's a good point. So yeah, my way too early top 10. I'm going bold right from the start. I have one commenter right with me. I have another commenter too against me. But I think I'm going to do it, Slim. I think I'm going Giannis number one. Woo!
Yep, so am I.
Yeah, you're with me. You're either with me or against me. And you're with me, Slim. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I do like those kids.
Yeah, love the young pups. Stat from Roto World posted this. I just want to mention that because I didn't look it up. but Giannis is the first player in NBA history to be top 20 in points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks.
Yeah, I mean, blocks wasn't a category in like the 70s, so there's that. But yeah, that's good.
Yeah, shot 52% last year. He plays in all his games. I feel like there's like safety mixed with still more upside.
Yeah, that is crazy that there is actually could get better.
Yeah, so
I don't think you really believe anybody else in this top 10 is going to improve on their numbers this past year.
Exactly. And so number two, I have Durant. If Kevin Durant was doing what he's – like, if he was 24, I think I might have Durant first. But, the rebounds and blocks were at career highs. You know, he had career highs in field goal percentage and turnovers. That kind of makes sense because he's on a better team, better shots, you know, can move the ball more easy, not going to get doubled. But the rebounds and blocks just seemed a little weird. And then, you know, I put it just kind of as, not a clickbait line, but, you know, just as a line to see if people would react to it. And people did. But his games played last 3 years, 27, 72, 61. Or if he played last night, 62. I mean, he's missing games. I mean,
You do have to worry about those guys that are constantly getting fouled. Yeah, that's a thing, sure.
Are you counting Zaza?
How much you're concerned about it, though, is kind of up in the air.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that concerned, but he is 29, and he's played a butt-ton of minutes.
Right, and there is he will get games off as they rest in the stretch.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, there's more safety in Giannis, sure.
I think those two are so close that I have to put in those little nitpick arguments to make the difference.
Well, yeah, you're still talking about the number two overall player. I mean, it's...
Yeah, and they're not far apart. And if you want to argue... Arguing Giannis doesn't hit threes is not going
to
do anything
for me. Oh, I don't care. That's irrelevant.
Because, you're throwing nothing. Number three, I have Anthony Davis. I think that's where we both had Brow, right?
I don't know. I'd probably let it be somebody else's problem and look for a big in the next round and take one of the other point guards.
All right. I don't know. I like the all-around blocking
guys. I like it when it's healthy. And how many games did he play this year? He hit 70 this year, right?
He was way over 70. I think like 76 or 77.
And how many times did he
leave early.
How many injury scares did he have?
I mean, he had a couple at the beginning of the year, but I feel like he was pretty healthy for the last 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, I just remember he kept going down, but, you know, not missing a game or miss one game. Yeah.
75 games this year.
Yeah, 8.6 free throws is career high, 20 shots a game.
Whew. Yeah.
Over 50. The blocks aren't at that three level like they were before. I think we can kind of assume
that's fine, but when he's scoring 28 points a game.
Yeah, I'm 50% sure. Yeah, if you believe the 75 games, then yeah, number three is absolutely realistic in all ways.
Yeah, I mean, we've
been second overall by Yahoo ranks, sure.
We've seen this before with, you know, baseball, any sport players. Sometimes it takes a few of those injuries and the grind to go through it a few times, and then you're ready for it.
yeah, maybe you'll stop throwing your body around and actually just play within the flow of the game.
Well, actually, that's you kind of make a joke, but with Cousins there, he doesn't have to throw his body around as much. Cousins will do that.
Yeah, this is nice. He doesn't have to play against the bigger players either.
I mean, Cousins is going to only be playing against the huge guys. Browse can go out and just stand around the switch force.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of small ball when they need to switch it up and have one on, one off. But yeah, I could get on board this.
Okay. 4 or 5, I have Harden, Westbrook. I mean, you know, take your pick of which one you want.
Yeah, the argument of Curry in front of those two, you could make it. Just sure. For the not having to punt something.
Yeah, I mean, all three of those guys are so close. I just think in head-to-head...
In Roto, it's not close. In Roto, you take
Curry. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not close at all. You're taking Curry over those guys. But I think in head-to-head, it's like it's nice to have, you know, the crooked numbers.
Yeah, in 8-cat, it's not close. You take Harden and Westbrook.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Because if you take out those turns... I mean, those guys are probably 1 and 2 in 8-cat.
You could probably make that argument. The field goal percent's not as good as the top three. That's the only issue.
Maybe I think Harden, number one in 8-cat. I mean, the turnovers obviously are at historic levels. And he was actually shooting 45% most of the year until the wrist thing at this last stretch threw off the shot.
Well, yeah, he's one of those guys that, you know, takes a lot of contact. Him and Westbrook, I don't know. I think there's risk for those guys.
Okay. Well, you know, take
although your... Westbrook's not human, so maybe not.
That is true. He's an alien. He landed here in during the World's Fair on his little saucer thing. He's a bug. He's a bug alien.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
Number 7, I have Towns. I think those top 7 are pretty locked in.
Yeah, I feel like there's a bit of a fall off from 6 and 7, though.
Yeah, I feel like, you know,
if there was tiers, it would be a second tier.
And I think Towns is kind of in his own tier, because then I think the debate between Paul and Kawhi is kind of its own tier.
Yeah, the comment about the falling off of the steals at the end is realistic. I mean, he's an older guy. You got to assume the steals fall off.
Yeah, but he had the steals this year. 2 steals a game. Well, I know he broke his hand, so though they're saying, you know, they've faded off lately.
I don't know. I'll take the younger player. I mean, Kawhi's what, 26-ish?
Yeah, but the Spurs, it's the Spurs, man. You're always going to miss games.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm hoping I don't have to deal with either one of them, quite frankly.
Obviously, if the Clippers have 2 less games in the fantasy playoffs than the Spurs, I'll take Kawhi, because then if even Kawhi misses a game or two, you know, it's about even. But I mean,
I know it's probably just absolute sacrilege, but I'd probably rather take Wall
than Paul.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not sacrilege. I'll have Paul at like 11, 12, 13 in that stretch, but I think
I like what John Wall did this year.
Yeah, he did look awesome.
A lot of stuff came up this year. You got scoring up by almost 4 points, well, 3 points. Field goal percent's a career high. Free throw percent or free throw volume's a career high. Threes came down just a little bit. You know, took 0.8 less per game. Steals are where we expect. Blocks down a smidge, but you know, he's a little older. That's fine. Yeah, I probably would. I trust it more.
All right. We got to move along. We have all offseason to top ranks. I have Gobert at number 10. That seemed to get a little bit of flack, but.
Yeah, I think you can probably afford to take Wall at 10 and get Gobert at the turn around.
And that's what I said in the comments. I was like, I mean, I even said I'd love to take a Gobert-Wall combo to start. I even said that in the article. I was just thinking Gobert and then Wall at 14, but maybe I will have to reverse that if the, you know.
You have Lillard, so you assume that one of those will probably make it around.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of my thinking. So, all right, we've got all offseason to top ranks, and I just want to keep us moving so we can get to everything I want to for our finale show. Let's take a look at the 2016-17 official ranks. And, Slim, I have a surprise for you. Did you know that I didn't actually do the ranks this year? It was Arnold Schwarzenegger did the ranks.
Okay. Hi. And
good morning.
Is he happy with us on Whiteside at 8?
Why not? Yes.
Oh, man. I can't hear it.
Oh, that's right. You can't hear the... Oh, because of the stupid Skype setting. Oh, well, that's no more... I forgot that we couldn't do it that way. It works when I do it with Greg. Yeah.
I just hear this dead air. I'm like, oh, is it just taking a while? Or...
Well, we'll work on making the Arnold soundboard work. I forgot. I completely forgot that that's why we stopped doing that. Yeah, I mean, White Sox, I looked through the ranks and nothing was, like, too egregious, surprisingly.
Yeah, Whiteside didn't score as much as I had hoped.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I wish I had Brow ahead of Whiteside, but, I mean, I had him back-to-back. You know, John Wall at 13, that was ahead of consensus yet again, and that worked out.
Yeah, I mean, I argued for Wall over Lowry. I tried.
I mean, I had him back-to-back. It was so close.
Yeah, Lowry was just fine when healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good. He didn't drop off. He just then broke his wrist or whatever.
One of them older guys, that's all.
I know. Well, obviously hindsight's 20/20, Slim, and if you're seeing 20/20, you're probably not old. So.
Maybe. When you start looking at this, you know, LeBron, 31 years old, he didn't get to 11th in ranking. Yeah. Millsap, 31 years old, he didn't make it.
Although he was doing just, he was a late bloomer, so I thought that would be fine. And then he got hurt. He wasn't that bad.
No, but that's, you know, those older guys. Yeah. Can't quite trust him as much to stay healthy as the 25 to 26 year old.
I feel like we can find plenty of examples of, like, Al Horford at 24. I think he still ended up being pretty close to that.
Probably. I mean, he's a little bit of a metrics whore.
I know he started slow. And it's not like it all size fits all. You liked, remember our Oladipo conversations? You were on the good end of Oladipo. You wanted me to have him top 20. Or, like, right at 20.
Yeah, right at that range.
So,
I mean, I'm looking at the guys around him. I guess Jimmy Butler probably had a better year than expected.
Yeah, he was a lot better. Bledsoe got hurt. I don't know. I mean, those guys after him, you probably should have gone. Like Rudy at 30.
I think. Yeah, how many games did Butler play? He make it 76. Okay.
Yeah, he had a good year.
Three straight years of 67, 65, 67. That was the concern. But career highs, career high field goal percent, or field goals attempted, career high points, all that fun stuff. Tied his career high in steals.
You know,
career high assists. All right.
You know, Gorgui Jang, even though everyone yelled about him, still ended up valuing very, very well.
Yeah, there was that moment that Bjelica was doing pretty good.
Bjelica!
That yeah. Didn't last. Oh, he got hurt, didn't he?
Yeah, he got hurt. Where's...
Yeah, Gorgui's okay. He ended it's up... just a 10-8 guy. That's kind of hard to justify as a top 50 guy.
He ended up 51 in per game, and he played all 82 games. So, wasn't the end of the... I mean, in Roto, he knocked it out of the park because he played every game.
Yeah, it's just tough. 10-8, 2-1-1, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just tough. Your percents are good, but, you know, two free throws per game, that's not really making an effect on it.
Derek Favors, 37. I said he'd be 10 higher if not for back-to-back seasons with back spasm issues. This year it was the knee, but that ended up working. Pau Gasol, 39. Yeah, that was pretty bad. I know, and you fought against it. That was, yeah.
Yeah, how'd he shoot 70% free throws? That's a surprise.
Yeah, that went down.
Kind of good numbers. But, you know, one block a game. Yay, 25 minutes. That's San Antonio for you.
I didn't think he'd play that little. I mean, you projected him at 30 minutes, so it's not like you thought he was going to play that little either.
No, yeah, that was more based off of overall games played as opposed to minutes per game. It was less than I thought, for sure.
Yeah. The bad one, we've talked about it a billion times, Chandler Parsons so high. That didn't work.
No, but you didn't have to draft him that high.
No, that's true.
The only league I got him in, I got him at like 90, so losing him wasn't a big deal.
Jokic at 44, that was, you know, looked... I don't know, it's weird. When I did the way too earlies, I thought that was going to look crazy. And then everyone was on the Jokic. And then everyone got off the Jokic after a week or two. And then everyone got back on the Jokic.
Yeah, it's because he was atrocious at power forward.
Yeah. What a diva. Like, no one... Just play basketball. Who cares if you're playing power forward or center?
He forced Nurkic out.
Yeah.
There's only reason Nurkic was traded is because Jokic couldn't play power forward.
Yeah. That was annoying.
Yeah, we're still going to have this debate between him and Nurkic next year. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, I mean, we might. I mean, Nurkic...
Not with Jokic's numbers. 0.8 steals, 0.8 blocks, 2.3 turnovers, 0.6 threes. Yeah, I know. 16, 10, and 5. Sure, that's good. It's just not an all-around game.
Yeah, but if you got Whiteside or Gobert or...
People are going to be drafting Jokic in the second round next
Cat,
year.
Cat, then you need the assist. Second round might be too high for me, too.
Yeah, so you're pairing him with who? Like, you're not pairing him with Westbrook or Harden.
No. That's what I'm saying. If you don't get one of the elite point guards, then he is pretty valuable at the 2-3 turn.
2-3 turn? So you're talking with Giannis, maybe?
Yeah, you get Giannis or you get Durant or you get Brow, and then you get, like, Lillard or whatever point guard.
No, I'm not going to fall that far.
Yeah, or you get... I don't know, whatever point guard kind of is at the end of the second round, maybe Lowry. I don't know if you'd want to go.
Maybe Lowry.
And then you go Jokic. Right?
I guess. That's probably not my team, but yeah, it's possible.
I had Tobias Harris 55, even though I was dropping him down. That didn't work out too great.
Dragic. Dragic had a nice year.
Yeah, I was
arguing he could be back to those Phoenix numbers.
I had him 45, and I feel like...
Oh, the points were exact.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
20.3. Wait. The assists were almost exact, 5.9 to 5.8.
What? You're looking at a wrong line, or I'm looking at a wrong line.
I'm looking at Dragic.
You had
versus
him for... You had him for 18.5 points.
I don't know. I was looking at what he actually did.
Oh, okay.
Compared to the 13-14 Phoenix season.
Oh, okay. I thought you were comparing your projections to this year. That's why I got confused. Okay. Cool.
Yeah,
you had a good year.
You got those up there. 40%.
I had them 45, and I feel like that was higher than consensus. Because I got him on a couple teams.
Yeah, no, he was phenomenal. I mean, 5.2 free throws attempted per game. Wow. Yeah, he had a great year.
Yeah, he did play well. Brandon Knight at 57 was an epic failure, but...
Yeah. Yeah, you can just blame him for that, though.
Yeah, that was a lot of him just being stupid. I had Lynn as a high guy with the injuries. I mean, who knows? Oh, Miles Turner all the way down at 70. Yeah, I should have had him way higher. That was a pretty bad one. Because I had him almost that high as a rookie.
Yeah, that's wow. Yeah, he did a lot better than that.
Yeah, I should have been more on that. Weren't we? We were concerned about Al Jefferson minutes.
Yeah. They pay him to play.
Yeah,
but he's not very good. So there's that.
All right. Well, we'll have more off season to review some of these ranks. We'll maybe take a look or two through the summer and then get ready for the next year. We're running low on time as usual. Quick look at the 30-point challenge board. Slim, 10.5 points. But it's half a point short of my 11. Woo!
Did I at least tie the commenters?
You won! You beat the commenters. Uh-huh. Nice work. Lissandro didn't get the last one right. He ends at 10. Connor at 9.5. And the Gintern at 7.5. No commenters got any points right on the final day. I am pretty mad at you, Slim, though, because I picked Steph Curry... Let me see how many times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different times. And he couldn't get me a point. And you pick him in the very last one, and he gets you a point. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I didn't pick him very many times either. That was only like my second or third time picking him.
Well, at least I secure the board this year. I think I won the first year and this year, and you won the other one or something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm glad it was close, though.
Yeah, it was a good season. Thanks, everyone, for playing in the 30-point challenge. We'll bring that back next year, obviously, and looking forward to that. Quick look at our 2016-17 staff picks. Yeah, my sleeper of Chandler Parkinson's. That didn't work. No one picked a sleeper that was any good. Peter Kaplan, Adam.
Richardson kept getting hurt.
Yeah, Peter
Kaplan. I mean, Josh Richardson at the last, like, 2 months of the year was pretty phenomenal. Top 50 for sure.
Peter Kapp and Adam going Eric Gordon. I mean, he had a better year than I expected, so that's not the worst. Bust, I picked Thaddeus Young. I mean, he was dropped in a bunch of leagues.
So. Yeah. That was probably a pretty good pick. You knew the shots weren't going to be there.
It wasn't like a too highly valued player. Matt going Rajon Rondo, I guess that worked.
Ooh, I don't know. Jimmy Butler.
Well,
I wasn't right either. I mean, if I only say the bust is power forward, then I'd be okay. But
yeah. Nikola Jokic did bust at power forward. Your value, Gary Harris. Good job. I know you love your Gary Harris. That was a good value.
Yeah, yeah.
Deep league
target. If I wasn't already engaged, I'd try.
Deep league target, Trevor Booker. He was good. Although, I don't know how to say it. Way in three. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Saying Malcolm Brogdon as a deep league target. Wow, that really worked.
Yeah, that worked out. Michael Green, that was a good one.
Yeah, well, that was one.
Turned out pretty good.
That was good for Cap, yeah. I mean, Jermichael Green was someone I ended up ranking as, like, 120, so someone you're drafting. So he wasn't that deep.
Yeah. Solomon Hill, yeah, you know. He just doesn't shoot the ball.
Fantasy MVP. Giannis for me and Cap and Way in three. I think that, I mean.
No question there.
Yeah. Some people are saying Harden, but I mean, you got Giannis three or four picks later. If not, some people were saying they got Giannis in the second round. Woo!
In the Yahoo Money League, I got him at number 11.
Yeah. Yeah, that's unbelievable value. I can't believe you lasted that long. You picked the super team Knicks to win the East, Slim. You were not kidding at all.
You know, there's no way I was taking that seriously.
Oh,
I can't write Cleveland down, so.
Yeah, I've got Cavs and Spurs. It still could happen. I don't know. Westbrook's winning the MVP. So we had Slim, Peter Kapp, Adam Way in three, all picking Westbrook. I went Kawhi. That's not going to happen. A couple Currys. That didn't happen. So, hey, you got the MVP right.
Yeah, I think overall I'm pretty happy with that.
With your picks, especially the super team Knicks making the playoffs?
He still might.
Yeah. All right, Slim, we got to get out of here. We've got to turn the page on the 2016-17 season. How's it feel to be completely done with a season?
Done. It's never done.
Well, this season's done. Now we get to only talk about our immense optimism for next year.
Well, now I'm just waiting for the draft lottery. You know, who's going where.
I know. Well, that's part of next year stuff. That's so
much. No, it's not. It's this year. It's always this year. It's been this year for 4 years now.
This year, it's always good. So we're going to wrap there. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Appreciate you all tuning in. Listening to the podcast through the years, if you will. Anyone to thank?
You can always thank the Razzball doctor for all of his insight.
Yeah, we need him to come back. The doctor, we keep losing our doctors to like Beyond Borders or something. I don't know where they're going.
Yeah, they have always out there helping people.
So thanks to the doctor. We didn't really have any guests this year, did we? We're kind of monks this year.
I guess we there's somebody.
I'm sure we had a couple people on, but I can't. My memory, I don't remember what happened yesterday.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure yesterday happened. Yeah. That's as far as I can go.
Thanks to all our writers, a couple of them popping up at the podcast for the REL draft. We had Adam on there. Peter Kapp joined us. I'm sure they'll be on again next year. We'll try to have our writers on a little bit more next year. I think that'll be a goal to have. Let us know how we did this year. You know, give us some feedback. Getting ready for the draft. We'll follow the playoffs, and we'll be back. We'll be back in a few weeks. We'll talk playoffs, or you know, at some point. We won't be gone. We'll be back. We'll give you some good airwaves down the road.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll come up with something.
Yeah,
there's no off season anymore. It's over.
Yeah, we'll come up with something better than my lame attempt at an outro here. It's super early. The sun is still barely coming up. It's still super early. But we wanted to wrap the season up as soon as we could. So thanks again, everyone, for playing in fantasy this year, playing in the RCLs, reading Razzball, listening to the podcast. Slim, have yourself a good first few weeks of the off season. Enjoy some playoffs, and we'll catch up again down the road.
Yes, sir.